Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the way I heard it. Minaj just couldn't focus. It's not that he was bored, necessarily. Pythagoras and Euclid were interesting subjects, and the professor was doing a fine job of making them more so. But the truth is, the advanced math class at Princeton just wasn't advanced enough. Like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting, Minaj knew the answer before the professor could finish writing out the equation. He just saw it. But it wasn't his hyperintelligence that caused the 22-year-old's mind to wander. Princeton was full of smart kids who possessed all the drive and focus successful people are famous for. No, there was something in his personality, a restless energy, that kept Minaj from completing a task. Today we might call it ADD, but back in 1972, it was simply called annoying, at least by his parents, who believed their son was capable of greatness if only he could focus on the task at hand. But focus was never Minaj's strong suit. He'd been a restless kid. Growing up in Lucknow, a prosperous city in northern India, Minaj excelled in math and science, but showed no great passion for either. When they moved to the States, Minaj became a restless teenager. In Philadelphia, he tried to acclimate, but public school just wasn't challenging, and there was no money for private school. So Minaj talked his way into the very best prep schools and proved himself by acing math tests on the spot. That stunt got him into Princeton, where he became a restless college student. And now, after just 1 year, here he sat, unable to focus and ready to drop out of the Ivy League. And so he did. For the next few years, Minaj tried his hand at a variety of jobs, but nothing stuck. His parents, in whose basement he was now living, became exasperated, and Minaj knew if he didn't find a way to focus his energy, he would spin his wheels for the rest of his life. So Minaj did what any young man might do who was struggling to find his way. He became a monk. Yeah, his parents were surprised too. Minaj moved back to India and joined an ashram, where he embarked upon a quest for inner peace. In between long bouts of meditation, reflection, and introspective soul-searching, Minaj focused on his daily chores. He ran the printing press. He helped out with various construction projects. And finally, after 12 years of meditation, Minaj developed a product to quiet his restless mind, a product he believed might help other people do the same. Today, he lives in Detroit, where he still meditates every day, reflecting perhaps on the unlikely concoction that made him the wealthiest Indian in the United States. Now, some might dispute that. Minaj's company is still private, and his financials are hard to pin down. Forbes said he's worth $1.5 billion. Other sources say it's closer to $4 billion. Whatever the amount, he's pledged to give 90% of his net worth to charity. And so far, it looks like he means to. This year, he plans to distribute, free of charge, 10,000 pieces of his latest invention, a stationary bicycle that generates power to rural homes in India. If you're waiting to hear a familiar name, an icon of Silicon Valley, or a well-known captain of industry, forget it. Minaj Bhargava doesn't ring many bells because he doesn't much care if you know him or not. But the product that made him rich, that name might be familiar. Because along with his daily ritual of meditation and quiet reflection, Minaj claims his billion-dollar beverage has allowed him to focus like nothing else ever has. Ironic, considering the ingredients include 207 milligrams of caffeine. Irony notwithstanding, Minaj now controls 99% of the focus market even though the FDA excludes the word focus from anything resembling a legal product claim. That's why you can't buy a shot of 5-hour focus for $2.99. But you can help yourself to all the 5-hour energy you can handle. Anyway, that's the way I heard it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.